Hello, my name is Elga. I'm not calling you for national opinion service. I am not selling anything, and I am conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And of course, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, ma'am. I would like to start in this case, if by any chance does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I did not understand what you asked me.
Yeah, I would like to know, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Again, I'm not sure what you're asking about.
Ma'am, I was telling you that I'm calling you for National Opinion Service. We are an opinion poll. We are just trying to get the opinion from people in this area regarding certain matters. And I would like to start by getting to know, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, I guess no.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
19 or older?
Yes, 18 or older and registered to vote.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm registered independent.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what's your age, ma'am?
70.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Sorry, what?
Yes, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
White Anglo, kiddo.
I'm sorry. This is just in order to make sure that we have a representative sample. Are you white?
I'm the minority. Sorry, I'm a minority. White.
Okay, thank you. And please raise your level.
That's rude. Blacks don't want to be black, but whites have to be white. It just doesn't make sense. Okay, but whatever.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0
motivation?
Yes, ma'am. Rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Whoa. 9. How's that? I have no idea.
Okay, from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote in November, ma'am?
How likely am I?
How motivated?
Did you not ask me? How motivated? Now I'm how motivated. How likely? I'm very likely. How motivated? I don't know. 7, 8. Motivated? Doing my duty.
Okay. Well, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The country is headed in the toilet, so I would say dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his deal as president?
dissatisfied.
Okay, and would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Of what?
About the guilt.
The government? The government?
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden as president? Are you, you said that you were not satisfied, right? So would you say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove his job?
Well, if I'm not satisfied, I would say I disapprove.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Logical. I'm sorry. Say what?
Yeah. Would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove his job?
Just disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I mean, they're doing a job? One would never think.
Yeah, do you approve or disapprove their job, ma'am?
Disapprove.
Okay, and would you say that you strongly disapprove or you somewhat disapprove?
Of what?
Their job.
Are they doing a job? So no, they're not. So I disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now I'm going to read the list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. From 0 to 10, how important do you think banning TikTok is?
Huh? What?
Yeah. How important
do you think banning TikTok is? I did not understand the question.
Yes, ma'am. Let me repeat the question. Yeah. How important, from 0 to 10, do you think banning TikTok is?
Who are you talking about?
About banning TikTok.
I don't understand. Sorry.
Yeah, the thing is that I wanted to know if it is important for you that the government should focus on banning TikTok.
I don't understand what you're saying. Banning?
Yes.
If there's, I don't know who banning is. Is that a person?
TikTok. No, TikTok. They are. TikTok.
Banning TikTok.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what do you know? Banning TikTok. No, why would you ban anything? Why would you ban any kind of speech?
Okay, from 0 to 10, how important do you think that is?
To ban it?
Mm-hmm.
2. I don't know. How many of these questions are there? Because I don't have time for this baloney. Especially if I can't understand you.
We are 20% of the service, so we are still missing a couple of them.
I don't know what you just said.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, man. Bye-bye.